Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. This is Don with American Parasports. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you? I'm doing great.
Oh, doing fine, doing fine. I just wanted to touch base. I got an unusual call this morning from, it was an underwriter at one of the banks.
Uh-huh.
She asked for Patricia. It's what throwed me for a loop. She asked for Patricia directly. And of course, when Patricia come to me, she put her on hold and come to me, and I got on the phone with the lady, and she was supposed to call me back and tell me who that, because she was actually at one of the banks. She said she was an underwriter at the bank,
uh-huh.
And I said, whom is it for? And I said, because I thought, only one I was thinking of was you guys.
Right.
Because that's the only one that had Patricia's name.
Yeah, you know what? I just got an email right here, and it looks like underwriting may have tried to reach out just to get some clarification, and they're saying right now, we can't make an offer because of, I guess, discrepancies with the different accounts and the confusion there is what I'm looking like I'm seeing right now.
This lady here didn't, she was, and that may be of one that, maybe the lady that called, she's supposed to call me back because she said she was in with underwriters. And when I asked her about you guys, she didn't know. She said I'll find out who it is that issued it because a lot of them companies are all brokers. She was one of these, and she said, I don't. And she said, let me find out who it was that submitted it to us, and I'll get back with you. And
okay.
She has not got back with us.
Okay.
And, and I don't know if that's... Because, like I say, she asked for Patricia directly when she called. That's why, and of course, and Patricia got on the phone and she told her, she said, let me let you talk to Don because he's the one that actually is the one that's that's organizing the loan.
Right.
And,
what kind of information were they looking for?
They asked about Everest. They asked about Knight Capital and. Gosh, how much was what was the loan request for? And just different, just a cumulative different lot of information.
Interesting.
And that's what I thought too. Seeing it, and I said, I said, could you please? I said before she said we don't have your October statement. And I thought, nah, that don't sound like underwriters because normally it would go if it was whoever issued it to them would be the ones that would. That would have been asking for a statement. If they needed the statement, it would have been you calling or whoever the company was. And she was wanting, she said, if I send you an email, would you send me that October statement? And I said, I kind of need to know who you are. I said, I don't
want
this chopped out there to all these people. I said, I don't know who it is that you're responding on behalf of.
And typically, our underwriting department only reaches out upon an approval. Otherwise, it would be myself or what other agent would be gathering the information, like bank statements, tax returns, things of that nature. So it sounds very suspect.
Well, that's what I thought. And like I say, what really threw up a red flag was they asked for Patricia, and the only one ever. Was me and you when we've done that, and you sent that out and I sent it back. That's the only time Patricia has ever been involved with anything at any time. And and that's what I'm saying, they asked for her directly.
Let me reach out to our underwriting department and see if they did try to reach out to you. But again, the only time we would do that is, based upon an approval and to present the offer.
Well, and I'll tell you something, of course, all business lines now have caller ID capability. This call originated, or the number shows it originating from New York.
Okay, so we're in San Diego.
Exactly, but how did they know Patricia?
That is an amazing question. Let me reach out to underwriting and see what's going on.
To them up there, that would help because that's the only thing.
Okay.
Because Patricia asked, she said, have you done the loan? I said, no, there's no way I can, with you involved in it. I said, you would have to be knowledgeable. You'd have to be the one that signed off on the loans, on the proposal had to be accepted. You would have to sign off on the contracts before anything could be, progress could go anywhere.
Right.
And but right. It just threw up a red flag of how in the world that they, because no one else has ever been given her name, much less her her name attached to anything.
I'm sending an email right now to the underwriting guy who's working on your file to see if anyone had reached out from our department.
Is it possible, Jack, that they could have shopped it to another bank?
I don't know. You know, on occasion we do partner, but that's on much larger deals, so I don't think that that's a possibility.
That's the only thing that I could come to the conclusion over, because, like I say, that they had her name, and no one else has ever had her name, period, on anything. I've never had a loan done, period, with her name attached to it or knowledgeable of it at all. And that's what's throwing me for a loop, because it's somebody is having the capability now of doing that. They're going to be pulling bureaus, and she could probably find out from her bureau if it's been pulled and who pulled it.
And, gotcha.
Because somebody, it sounds like somebody's shopping, but I don't know how they would do that.
Let me get some clarification for you. It may take about an hour or so, but I'm writing an email right now to our underwriting department to see what's going on. The note that I received this morning is, at this time, we can't make an offer. There's just too much going on with the accounts, and they're just having a tough time with any clarification. So at this point, we wouldn't be shopping anything.
Well, and like I say, this happened. This call was placed this morning, and let's see what time it was. 9:20 this morning. Which would have been about 6:20 your time.
Yeah, and our underwriting department's not even in the building yet. I'm just getting in at 6:20 in the morning, and sales is the first. We're the first people here.
All right, I want to do some research too and see, because I don't know who in the world how they would have access to her. Period. And that's
okay.
That's the only reason I was asking if they, by any chance, that they could have been shopping it through someone else. And maybe, yesterday sometime, or yesterday afternoon, or whenever, because, of course, them being that far, time zones being that much difference. And
yeah.
If they had done it, yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, that would have been 7, over on the East Coast. And I'm grasping straws, because I don't understand how they got her information.
Let me see if we try to partner with anybody on this. That could be an explanation, but I'm going to shoot out an email right now. I'm hoping to have an answer, inside an hour. They're just getting into the office right now, so I'm sure they're checking emails as we speak.
That'll be great, my friend. Listen, I do appreciate it.
No problem. I'll get back to you as soon as I have some clarification for you.
Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.